Joining me today is Daryl Pettit, creator of Continuum, FWMOA's newest sculpture. So Daryl, tell me about Continuum, your inspiration for this particular piece and how it evolved.
Continuum is created over the course of many years, and it was started in 2000 and completed here today in 2016. It is something that Charles Shepherd had seen when we got together a few years ago, I'd say 5 years ago. We talked about somehow integrating that piece into the museum setting here. So that gives you a little bit of the background on how it came to be. Granite always involves a long period of labor, which is separate from the quarrying. But, you know, in this case, really, it's a 16-year piece. The top surface has a wonderful undulating ribbon that really is reflective of water and shows the brilliance of the Stony Creek granite and its characteristically igneous flow structure.
It's going to look fantastic in the front courtyard with the reflected windows of the atrium, and it gets a lot of sunlight with that placement.
Yes. I mean, what you just pointed out is the multiplicity of different views that we really worked hard on studying to be able to come up with the right location for the piece. Because it's true, you come into the lobby, you look through a glass wall into the area where the sculpture is. So that is your immediate view. But then upon entering into the plaza itself, you have different perspectives. Now you're in the outdoor area and many different things around. So we located this specifically so that a person walking into the museum and then walking out of the museum would have different experiences. Yes, absolutely. The context is critical, really, to its acting dynamically in the space and then engaging a viewer in the different ways that they would see it. But experience, it really is the key. And so the experience is the word that, for me, comes before seeing. I hope that you experience the work before you intellectually read it or understand it.
Okay, expanding on the importance of experience for you as the initial interaction with the work, has this come out of your own career with how your work has developed, or were you influenced early on by other artists who feel the same way about their own work?
Well, I think it certainly has to do with your own experience and my own experience in seeing work and being in the presence of great work and those instances of which you are completely moved and transported through a great work of art. And it's something that I'm very conscious of in making a work, that it not stand unto itself in a kind of sensory deprivation, but it be fully engaging in the space that it be installed in such a way that it dynamically interact with you. So it stems from my experience around great works, and it also stems from my background, which is in architecture, landscape architecture, and the urban context.
Are there any specific great works that have especially moved you upon seeing them? Any that stand out to you?
Well, Louis Kahn, for instance. It's exceptionally extraordinary to be on the museum grounds next to a Louis Kahn building here. Mark Suvro is another sculptor within your own context here whose work I've been greatly influenced by. Frederick Law Olmsted, the landscape architect of many green spaces and open spaces in America. The Japanese stone gardens and their experience and interstitial spaces have been really influential to me, and I just think it's also wonderful you have one of those on the gallery or on the museum premises as well.
It seems as though granite is a very natural medium for you. Have you always worked, and do you always work with granite, or do you choose other stone as well?
I'm working granite, but that's not to say that I wouldn't work in other stones. But I, at this point, granite really fulfills many of the expectations that I look for in a material to create work. I have just recently gone on a trip to the Carrara white marble quarries to investigate that. I have no experience with it, but I am primarily working in granite for its hardness, its durability, its wonderful the resistance it offers, and all of the quarrying techniques that are somehow the most natural way in which I'm interacting at this point.
When you work on one of your sculptures, do you already know what you want to create at the beginning, or do you let it evolve in its own way as you work on it? My background's in art history, and so whenever I see a sculpture on a large scale, such as Continuum, it always calls to mind Michelangelo and how he believed all of his works were already held within the stone, and it was his job to just set them free. So I guess, do you approach your work with the same frame of mind?
I think the difference between I and many other sculptors working in my medium is I'm very interested, but I'm also able, and I'm starting at the level of the quarry to procure the shapes I'm working with. And I think Michelangelo worked that way as well. But my experience is at that level. It's really the origin of things. And to me, that really involves a great degree of the work itself, is seeing the shape in the natural formation and seeing it in between these beds and seams. These are the natural fissures in the formation. So ideally, starting the process of shaping and quarrying and sculpting at that point. And I think that's different than typically or traditionally a sculptor would start with a rectilinear Euclidean-shaped block and then carve. And Michelangelo's statement about revealing what is already there has some truth to it. In fact, I'm working with the material in a one-to-one relationship so that, I mean, it's an alive material, and I'm not trying to dominate it or dictate to it or control it totally. I'm able to work with it in such a way that it becomes really what it's supposed to be. And then it leads into this question of the non finita works, which are really truly profound and sublime. And there is that aspect in my work when you are working and you realize something really has its own life. You've arrived at a point in the sculpture where it's looking back at you, or it has a life certainly as important as yours, and it's important to stop and not go further to a point of which you need to dictate some control over it, because that's when you lose it. And those are important moments to be highly conscious of, but that's the quest always is, when is it finished, when is it not?
So when you go to the quarry and begin each piece, are there blocks of stone that have already been quarried and cut for you, or do you look at the fissures and decide what piece you want to take out? Also, how long have you been connected with your current quarry?
I've been involved in it since 1989, and I'm a partner in its operation at this point. Mostly, the quarry operations are looking for rectilinear raw blocks. I, as a sculptor, am looking for asymmetrical abnormalities, you know, and aberrations, really, because these are the pieces that I like to work with. So mostly we are going into the quarry, and in the process of the operation, quarrying block, I am able to collaborate with them at that early stage to quarry, go after areas in the formation that are not particularly that interesting for an operation looking for square shapes. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of timing, it's a matter of collaborating within an existing process, and it's a matter of knowing enough now to be able to do it in a collaborative way rather than a way in which somebody is ordering somebody else.
I just have one more question for you. Where would you say you fit in the realm of minimalistic sculpture? Looking at Continuum, I see elements of naturalism and organic movement, but it's still quite beautifully minimal and self-contained. So where do you see yourself fitting in this realm, or do you see yourself as part of a different school of art?
Well, if you're asking about the period in the 70s of minimalist art in this country, then I certainly see myself as an extension of what those people were trying to achieve. And it's hard to see yourself related to it, you know, what was really a decade-long period, mm-hmm. because there's another period after that. And I see myself more in a greater, more protracted period of time and its relationship with the past and the future, but there were sculptors there that were dealing with process, and the process being important, or maybe more important than the actual finished work, and it being read in a way that its physical phenomena could be perceived or experienced. And so there are certain concepts there that I think are alive and valid, and I do see myself being influenced by some of those works in that period, but I am working today and working in a way that perhaps is not so locked within the parameters of that stylistic period.